We're delighted to have a wonderful list of speakers for the morning session. We have two scheduled to occur before the break, and before I forget it, there will be coffee and donuts and bagels downstairs. You go around the side and down one flight. I also have one announcement. One of our participants is not going to be able to be here. William Bowen, former president of Princeton and currently the president of the Mellon Foundation, is sick. He says it's not life-threatening, but very aggravating, and his doctors advised him not to fly. I will read one closing paragraph to share with you his comment to Dale. Says, "My main regret, Dale, is that I will miss this opportunity to recognize your manifold contributions to Cornell and to all of higher education. You have been a great force for good on your own campus and beyond. Well done and best wishes." Our first speaker is Frank Rhodes. We began the session yesterday morning with the 10th president of the university. We will begin today's session with the 9th president of the university, who is well known to all of this group. And I'll just ask that you refer to the biographical sketch in the program, but I think it's worth noting that he is recipient of 30 or so honorary degrees, so perhaps to the rest of the world, he is the one person who most personifies Cornell University. We're delighted to have him share his experience. And I think the title of his talk has changed slightly since I last heard it, but we're delighted to have him address the audience. After the first two speakers, there'll be a chance for discussion, and Frank will moderate that discussion.